Hi, my name is Steve Elzinga again. Welcome to the coaching class. Again, I hope you're practicing. I know I keep asking you that. I hope you take me seriously. There's no way that you can really grab and hold on to these things without putting them into practice. So when you hear a lecture, write down a few things, a few ideas that you can try out on people. You can try these things out on your spouse, your friends, a group of people that you play soccer with. In any and every conversation, people are talking about their frustrations. They're talking about some problem in their life. You're with your best friend. He's talking about one of his children, discipline problems. People complain about their spouses all the time. And this is an opportunity for you to be a coach. Not to give them advice, but to sort of help them. For example, if someone is talking negatively about his spouse, you know, well, she doesn't this, and she doesn't meet my needs, and she doesn't have time for me, or she doesn't, you know, some problem. Generally, people just like to keep complaining. And you can cut through all the complaining by simply asking, well, what do you want to do? What do you want? And what can you do about it? A lot of times you can't change other people. You know, people complain about their boss or some work thing. It's what are you going to do? What's the thing that you can do? A lot of times you can't change other people. But there are things that you can do. And sometimes we want to wallow in our problems, which doesn't change anything. And sometimes we just have to decide, okay, what am I going to do? What do I want? And what goal can I have? How can I do something to change this situation? You can't always change other people, but you can change the things and how you react and what you want to do. You don't like a job, you can quit it. Or you can figure out another way. It comes down to what you want to do. So we are looking right now, we're in this section where we're trying to help the client make a plan. The client has already made a list of things he'd like to change in his life, opportunities, wherever they might, or whatever they might be, and you've helped them prioritize. You know, I want to work on my marriage first. I want to work at this thing at my job. So they have a goal. They've prioritized their goals. And now you're trying to help them make a plan. How am I going to achieve this goal? How are you going to achieve this goal? Planning is about figuring out a progression of steps that lead to a desired accomplishment or outcome over time. I know we looked at this last time, but I just want you to keep these things in your mind. Why do people need to help planning? Help planning what they decided to do. Number one, they lack patience. Once people have a goal, they just want to go out there and do something. I remember there's a saying, maybe I mentioned it in an earlier session, it's a famous thing that Abraham Lincoln once said. Abraham Lincoln said, if you give him 2 hours to cut a tree down, he'll spend the first hour sharpening the saw. So in other words, I think that applies to goals. You have a goal, and often people want to just go after it and do it instead of sitting back and going, okay, let's think about this goal. Let's break this goal down into its steps and see what we really want to do. But people lack patience. So as a coach, you're helping them be patient. Number two, many are not gifted at breaking down a desired outcome into a logical, sequential steps necessary to accomplishment. Not everyone is able to look at something and say, there's 8 steps to make this happen. People look at it and they have no idea where to begin or what to do. They just know what they want in the end. People are very good at knowing what they want in the end, but they're not always very good at figuring out how to get there. Many are too optimistic about how much time it takes to accomplish a desired goal. Everything looks easy until you get into it. You have no idea how hard something is or how long it's going to take until you get into it. Planning allows you a little bit of thinking about something ahead of time. Instead of learning everything as you go, which often can be painful, it's like, you know, I don't have to touch the hot stove to realize that that's something I shouldn't do. I can think about touching the hot stove. Well, let's see, what would that be? Yeah, that's not good. I'm not going to do that. You can think about some things ahead of time that will save a lot of grief. A lot of people have no discipline process to figure out, you know, even how to make a plan. People are not used to making plans. People are used to just following what someone else tells them to do, or they're used to a routine that they do all the time. I don't have to plan how I'm going to get to work every morning. You know, I get in my car and my car knows exactly what to do. My feet know what to do. They somehow I end up with socks and shoes, and I have a pants and a shirt, and I end up with breakfast, and I get in the car. All these, there's a lot of steps that are involved for me to get to work, and I don't think about any of them. Why? Because they do them all the time, and that's the way most of life is. Most of life is just following one step after another, things that you have in your life, things you've been taught all your life, things that you've been doing. Now, a coach is not needed for that. A coach is needed for these new things. I have this new thing. It's like going to a different job for the very first time, and you have no idea what equipment you need. You have no idea how to get there. You don't know where the place is. You've never seen the place. You're going to the building. You know where to go. So now we have to think about this. We have to stop and go, okay, what are we doing here? So as a coach, you're trying to help them do that. All right. Well, how does coaching help people plan out what they've decided to do? It slows the planning process down. With the help of planning models, the coach can help the client figure out the steps involved in trying to reach a goal. So that's what we've been talking about, these planning models. A planning model is just a way for the client to think about planning. There are many different ways to think about planning. And as a coach, you're just laying them out there for the client. Again, you're not telling them what to do. You're not even saying which model that we should, you know, look at to help in the planning process. I'm just giving you some options, and then you, as the client, you have to figure out which you'd like to follow. So there's three basic model categories. Number one, there's pre-planning. We looked at that last week. We looked at there were warm, cold resources. You know, there's equipment that I need, space that I need. Then we looked at warm resources. Are there people in your life that could help you? People with certain skills that you should go seek out. And then we looked at intellectual resources. Is there knowledge, that information that you need to research or to find people that know something about whatever it is you want to try to accomplish? So that's all in the pre-planning. You're just looking at those kinds of things. So now you have all that. Now, how are we going to actually put some of that into a plan? Number two, brainstorm breakdown. So how are we going to brainstorm and break all these things that we have? There's all these different ways of trying to accomplish this goal, all these pieces. How are we going to break that down and make some sense out of it? And then finally, a commitment. So we're going to look in this session at brainstorm plans of action models. Okay? So we've looked at the cold resources, warm resources, intellectual resources. We've done some research. We've gotten some information. We've got some people on board. But now how do we put this together in a plan? First step only model. Okay? The client has already chosen his action goal. I want a better marriage. Okay, that's just a general goal, but what's an action step? I am going to, I want to increase our communication, so I have step one, we're going to go on a date night every month. Step two, we're going to start doing our devotions together. Step three, you know, you have this whole list of things, and you don't know which order to take them. You don't know what the whole plan looks like. But so as a coach, I'm coming to you as a client and saying, well, here's one way to think about a plan. Okay? Maybe you're intimidated by this whole planning. You know, I don't know how to plan to make a whole car. Okay, let me make this simple. We could do this model, the first step only model. It's real easy because all you have to do is figure out the first step. The client has already chosen his action goal. The coach could simply ask the client to say what his first action step is towards achieving his chosen goal. So what would a first step be? Okay, well, I'm going to this Friday take my wife on a date. That's your first step. You're not saying what you're going to do the next week or the next week or the next week or what the whole process is towards making a better marriage. You're just saying, I'm just trying to figure out the first step. So you can help a client who's struggling with the whole planning. Make it simple. You just need the first step. You need to know the what. What are you going to do? When are you going to do it? And where are you going to do it? And then finally, why are you going to do it? That's the reason why you want to do this whole goal thing in the first place. All right, so that's the first step model. Then there's the mud on the wall model. We used this phrase before when we were talking about commitment. Mud on the wall, it's a phrase we have in English. I don't know in other countries what it might be. It's kind of a, I don't know what the etymology of this is, but you throw mud on the wall, random, you pick up mud from the ground, you throw it on the wall, and you have no idea what's going to stick on the wall. Usually it's the clay that sticks. So the analogy is you have no idea what is going to work, and so you try many, many things to finally figure out what it is. So this is a priority, this is like a planning, this is a way to plan. The client is not really sure where to start in organizing a plan to reach his action goal, but is willing to try a few things in the hope of eventually figuring it out. Okay? So you want a better marriage, you're thinking of various options, you don't know exactly where you should start, so start anywhere. Okay? You're just throwing mud on the wall, and maybe the first thing that you do is not going to work very well, but that's okay. Because, see, and the reason why this is good to help a client figure this out, and if he chooses this model, I think I'd like to do the mud on the wall thing. See, then when he goes to try something, he doesn't have these huge expectations. He's like, well, I'm just throwing mud on the wall. And I didn't know what was going to work or not. So, and it's good that a client goes into something that he's not sure about with lower expectations. People often go in with high expectations. They're finally going to do something about it. They have an action plan, and it's going to work. And then when it doesn't, they get discouraged, and then their motivation for doing anything goes away. That's the cycle people often get into. They have high expectations, and then they get knocked really low, and then they don't want to. They don't want to make any more goals. They just keep doing what they're doing. And a lot of times people just get by in life. You know, our marriage isn't great. It's not bad. Let's just leave it the way it is. My job isn't great. It's not bad. Let's just leave it the way it is. I have these dreams I've never accomplished. But on the other hand, I have things to do. Someone's paying me. And we'll just leave it the way it is. Okay? So people sort of get lulled into this lackluster, kind of boring lifestyle where things are sort of evened out because they don't like that cycle of getting all excited and then being let down. So instead of letting them get all excited, look, keep the expectations low. We're just trying something here. We're doing the mud on the wall model. We're throwing a little mud on the wall this week. Let's see what sticks. If it doesn't stick, we'll try something else the next week and see whether something sticks. And when we find something, then we can drill down on that. Of course, there's the what. You know, what are you going to do? What mud are you going to throw on the wall? When and where are you going to do it? And finally, why are you doing it? Why is always good. The why question is always a question of motivation. You have a goal of, I'm taking classes at Christian Leaders Institute. Well, why are you doing that? See, you're taking the class, and then you get bogged down into a class. You don't like the professor. You don't like what's going on. And yet, you got to finish it to get your certificate. And it's like, And you're losing your motivation. Then you have to step back and go, well, why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I have this vision of ministry. And sometimes you have to just do things. You have to do the hard thing to get to the thing that you want. So why is always a motivational reminder. Why am I working on my marriage? Why am I working on this friendship? Why do I want to plant a church? Why am I eager to take this next class at Christian Leaders Institute? What's my broader vision? Shotgun method. The United States is a gun culture, so I when I was 12 years old, I got my first gun. It was a shotgun. A shotgun doesn't just shoot one bullet. It'll shoot out like you know, 100 little bullets. And so when you shoot it, there's a broad pattern. And it's mainly meant for shooting ducks and, you know, birds flying, because, you know, they're 100 yards away. And one little bullet, you're not going to hit this little bird. So the shotgun blast sort of spreads out little BBs, the little bullets, if you will. And then you might, with one of those, hit the duck. So that is a planning kind of model. The client is not really sure where to start in organizing a plan to reach his action goal. So he starts by randomly writing down possible action steps that might contribute to reaching his goal. So, okay, write down as many steps as you can think of that are related to your goal. You could do this, you could do that, you could do this, you could do that. This could be first, it could be second, who knows? Doesn't matter. Just write down as many things as you can. It's like if you're going to build a car, instead of worrying about the whole process of where you should start, just write down everything involved. Yeah, there's an engine. No, there's air conditioning. There's doors. There's windows. There's the wheels. There's a differential. There's all the different parts. I'm just randomly putting all the different parts that make a car. Now, there's probably a correct order to these things. Okay, if you really knew what you're doing, you would start here, then you'd do this, and then you'd do that. But in this model, we don't have to worry about that. We don't know what the correct order is. So we're just going to shoot this shotgun. We're going to look at all the different things and then pick one. Okay, it might be the wrong order. It might not be the way to go, but we're at least getting off the ground. Because otherwise, a client can get so bogged down in trying to figure out what the exact process is that they don't do anything. And the goal is always action. We got to get something done. We got to try something. Even if you fail, you can learn from failure. You can't learn from doing nothing. And nothing is going to change in your life unless you do something. Okay? People want it all figured out. They want to know that if they do this, that it's going to work. And since they're not sure about it, they end up doing nothing. And then nothing does change. And again, then people settle and they just keep doing the routine of their lives. So you have to stop and go, okay, I want something different. I want something changed. What are all the pieces? I shoot the shotgun and I just go in a certain direction and I sort of learn as I go. Linear sequence model. The client is ready to figure out all the steps that are necessary to reach the desired end action goal. Each step has its own what, when, where, and how. So here's the person, you know, I know what I want to do. I'm going to first take classes. I'm going to get this certificate. Then I'm going to get that certificate. I'm going to do this certificate. And then I'm going to volunteer in my church here. And I'm going to volunteer there. Then I'm going to get some preaching experiences. And then I'm hoping in 3 years to plant my own church. Okay, they know all the steps leading to what they want to do. So now they just have to look at each step. Okay, what am I going to do? When am I going to do? Where am I going to do it? And how am I going to do it? Step one, step two, step three. One step just follows another. Mining versus searching for gold model. Okay? When you mine for gold, you already know where the gold is. Okay? The gold is here. Someone discovered it. We know it's embedded in this rock, or it's in this river. In the United States, that happened in California and Alaska. People found some gold, and then thousands of people flocked there to figure it out. The gold is there. We just have to go get it. You just have to methodically go after it. When you search for gold, you plan as you go. You have no idea where it is. So I'm in this river, then I go to that river, then I go to this mountain, then I go to this cave. I don't know where it is yet, so I'm busy hunting and searching. And of course, with either one, you still need to know what, when, where, how, and why. So So sometimes a client has a goal and it's like he knows exactly what it is. He just has to do the work. Okay, I want to change my relationship with my wife. I want a closer relationship. I know the goal is there. We just have to do the work to get there. Other people are like, I don't even know where to start. I don't know what to fix or what not to fix. They're still trying this river and trying that river. So you're helping a client think about, okay, I have this goal, but where are you? Do you sort of know where it is? You just have to do the work? Or do you need to do more exploration as you make a plan? Step one, you know, you do step one, but step two is dependent on what happens with step one. Okay, so I go to a river, I'm looking for gold, I find nothing. Okay, step two is to go to another river. Now, step one is I go to this river and I start panning for gold and I find some gold. Then step two is I bring bigger pans, or I make it more automated, or I ramp up everything because I know the gold is there. So that's what we're talking about. When you're searching for gold, your steps are dependent. So you do one thing. If it works, then it determines what you should do the next for your next step. Step three is dependent on what happens with step two. Okay, research versus learn as you go model. If the client is not sure what kind of plan is needed for his desired action goal, then he can either adopt a learn-as-you-go model, or he must do some research. If he chooses to do research, then he needs a plan to do that. Okay? So for example, if you want to do more research before you make a plan, then you have to, now you almost need a plan for your research. That's what I'm saying here. Are you going to do the first step only model with your research? I don't know how much research I should do. I'm just going to start with the first step. I'm going to Google something. That's where I'm going to start. Or am I going to throw mud on the wall kind of research? You know, I'll just check a few things and see, you know what I might learn. Or is there a linear sequence model? I'm going to first go to the internet, then I'm going to ask these people, and then there's people that have already succeeded in this. So if I was planting a church, for example, and I was to do the research model here, remember, it's the research model of trying to even figure out how to plan. You know, I want to plan to plant a church, and I don't know where to start or what to do, so I'm going to do some research. And I'm going to first go research it on the internet. I'm going to Google this, how to start a church. And you'll find all kinds of things. Second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to the church planter that I know in this town. Secondly, I'm going to read this book that I heard about planting a church. Third, so you have this whole plan of how you're going to research before you even figure out what plan you might come up with. Or are you going to just learn as you go? I'm going to try this, I'm going to learn this, I'm going to do this. So, you're presenting these things to your client saying, what is it that you sort of gravitate? What would you like to do? I could tell you what to do, but then if it doesn't work, you blame me or you're not that motivated. Remember always that in the whole coaching thing, people become more motivated to do the things that they come up with than what you suggest. Solo versus team model. The client's plan is contingent on who could possibly help or not. So that's just a possibility. It doesn't have to go this way. Okay, you have a goal. You want to plant a church. That's your goal. Now, what kind of plan are we going to come up with? One of the things that you might ask is, are you going to do this alone or are you going to do this with help? If you want to do this with help, okay, what does that mean in the whole planning process? All right, that's enough for now, and we'll see you again next time.